on, Norsterkenius. Did you want to come join our cult?
Oh, wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! Let's look into our crystal balls.
Our crystal balls?
Our crystal balls.
Boom, wink.
The Finnish conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
I was on a postage stamp.
Make it rain salty licorice.
We can make our own grapefruit video.
That sounds like my liver trying to escape out my anus.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 144, Three in the Box, your Underground Wild Podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, November 13th. This is Aaron. This episode, we talk about hat tricks, shutouts, and nudity on Twitter. In the studio with me, as always, Mr. Kenny.
What up?
And across from me, Mr. Jive.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. What's going on? I said hey.
I said hey. What's going on?
I guess we could be the three non-blondes.
Yeah. That's one way to look at it. It's already sounding like a show title right there.
I've got ideas.
So how's it going, fellas?
Oh, man, it's been crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's been crazy.
Elaborate.
Elaborate.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
It's been crazy.
Silence. Crickets.
It's been so crazy, I can't even talk about
so,
it. I killed a man.
I almost did.
I will get to that.
So for, you know, those of you that happen to follow me on Twitter, I did like a 24-hour stint in Dallas this past weekend for a buddy of mine's birthday party. And I mean, really, it was leave Saturday morning, come back Sunday night, but it was about 24 hours of playtime inside of Dallas, which is pretty fun. I mean, you know, got to play some pinball at a cider bar.
Yeah, I saw your. I don't know if it's a tweet or if it's just a message with the Family Guy right next to Shrek.
I think that was the message.
Yeah, and I mean, for pinball nerds, they're the exact same machine. With different graphics on them. It's crazy.
The fact that they had those two next to each other, I'm guessing that was intentional.
That had to have been intentional.
And actually, it was one of the games myself and my buddy went to go play. And I was like, dude, you realize these are the exact same machines, right? And he goes, no. And he started looking. He goes, wow, they are the exact same machine.
Yes, they are.
So it was good.
They don't talk the same, though.
No.
Yeah, just replace fart multi-ball with Puss in Boots multi-ball or whatever.
Exactly. So
Shrek can fart. I don't know why they don't just have, you know, still have the fart.
Yeah, it's not like that. That's like a new thing for Shrek fans.
Right.
So we go down for his birthday to this Chop and Steakhouse and meet another friend of his. There's like, you know, a dozen of us or so down there. And I can honestly say it's a good thing I traveled light and I didn't check any bags and I did not have my knife on me at this point. Because this dude, we're talking hockey, and he's like, yeah, my team. And I was like, oh, yeah, what's your team? He goes, Dallas. It's like, you stole my hockey team. And he kind of looked at me as like, yeah, man. I was like, Norm Green still sucks. And he looked me dead in the eye, and as serious as could be, and wholeheartedly, he goes, Norm Green is my hero. I was looking for the closest sharp object I could find, and I was going to stab the guy.
Well, in this day and age, you know, some people revere the sexual predators like Norm Green, and add that to a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although...
F Norm Green, by the way.
F Norm Green.
On multiple levels.
But I did get to play bubble hockey, though, too, at the arcade. They have bubble hockey there. They had skee ball. They had a whole bunch of games. We did some racing games, some Galaga, of course. I had to get in some Galaga.
Did you school them on Galaga?
No, they were all doing something.
Doing lame stuff.
They were playing like some racing game. Or
some redemption games or something. Yeah, so. Getting tickets for, you know, a hang glider or whatever.
But yeah. I got to say, I mean...
Stomp Rockets, that's what you...
The concept of this place is actually really cool. So it's... You pay $10 to get in on a daily rate, and everything's free play.
There's a few places like that around the U.S. There's Modern Pinball in New York, and the Alameda Pinball Museum.
There's Pacific Pinball Museum in Alameda. So there's a few of those places around.
But if you live in the area, $20 a month.
I mean, that's
gets you free play.
That is a great deal right there.
You know, and then, I mean, and all the ciders were, like, reasonably priced. Like, $6 a piece. I had one, it was like a cream, it's called Cream Soda, and it was like a cream soda ale cider. That was actually pretty damn tasty.
I don't know if that sounds good or not.
It was good.
I'm trying to think if that would be good or no.
So, and then their OG one actually was your standard cider. But yeah, like 24 ciders.
Was it like iced tea?
No. No, it was more cidery than iced tea.
Which one's the OG and they bust back? Maybe that was Ice Cube, sorry.
Could have been. So yeah, it was kind of my weekend after working the Paul Anka show Friday night and driving back in the first snowstorm, if you could call it a snowstorm. But it was enough that everybody decided to do 45 going down 35W.
Paul who?
Anka. Get this. This guy is on his 60th anniversary tour right now. He's been playing music for 60 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's still getting paychecks.
Yeah.
At least for another couple of years before all of his fans are dead.
He used to be Johnny Paycheck? Is that what you're saying?
I think the median age of the crowd was about 68.
Oh.
It's like, oh man, how long is it going to take for these people to get out of here? Because I want to go home.
Probably about 3 hours. You only got to get the walkers going.
Surprisingly,
man.
They were out pretty quick.
Well, you would be too if you had to sit through that show, Derek.
Oh, trust me, we were.
I know you guys too. Last week, you guys were wondering what happened to Wes Walls.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I found out.
What happened?
So my kids come home on Monday, and they're telling me about, well, Nordy came to visit them at school. And guess who else? Wes Walls. They're to tell them all about fitness.
Really?
So that's what Wallsy was up to.
Did he tell them about how to be a teammate and a leader?
I'm sure he didn't.
Was each...
I'm sure he didn't talk at all either, though. He doesn't like to listen to himself.
Was each explanation like 6 minutes long?
No, I wasn't there for the whole presentation. I heard Nordy fell asleep, though.
Why is Nordy falling over?
Nordy's on the sauce again.
He's got a little like straw inside his mask.
Kind of like the wine jugs or the beer belly, where it's like a concealed case within your...
Right.
He's got the...
That would actually probably be pretty easy to do in one of those suits, huh?
Yeah, he's got the beer head.
Man. But no, inside the suit, yeah. You could just...
You could do whatever.
Yeah. Mm.
Something to think about.
Yeah. Maybe,
maybe that's your next career.
Yeah, I have new aspirations now.
Become a mascot?
Drunken mascot.
Yes. What do you do? I mean, really, you go out there, rile people up.
And then you get to
try to beat up the other mascots sometimes.
You get to play football against, like, little kids.
Oh, yeah.
I got to see that this year.
Yeah. And ref the little kid games, too, during the intermission stuff.
Yeah, well, this is the one I saw, the mascots versus the, like, 10-year-olds. Dude, that's so great. Like, you just see, like, a 10-year-old get lit up by a dude wearing a Gophers mascot.
Well, it's probably a woman.
Yeah. Even still.
She got to take somebody out.
All right, I think we've gone on too long about Nordy drinking.
Too long.
So, Aaron.
Yes.
You said you almost had an incident.
Oh, yeah. I will make this quick. I'll try to. As you know, I'm a big barbecue fan, and there's not a whole lot for barbecue in the Twin Cities. I mean, there's places...
Come on, the three of you guys, you pull one thing, you're out of this game.
Jive's back.
Pockets here and there. like Big Daddy's on University is a great one. Roosters off of Randolph and St. Paul.
It's funny. I just went to...
Surly has got great barbecue.
I went to an old Southern barbecue today off of 44th in France.
Okay.
Apparently, I think from what I heard, it has something to do with like
the... That was one of our options. We were going to think about going there.
Yeah, I went there with my boss today to go check it out. And it's actually not bad. I mean, you can get like a basically like a mixed bowl of barbecue. You pick your meat and sides.
For being basically in a diner, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's like 10 bucks for the bowl.
Right. So well, that was one of our options, but we ended up going to Storm King in Uptown.
Storm King.
It's right next to a Black Sheep, about block and a half away from Tilt, actually.
Sure.
And it's, I say it's uptown. It's uptown.
That's Eat Street.
It's Eat Street, but it's uptownish enough for me where parking is horrible.
Yep.
And you're circling forever. So as I'm circling around trying to find a damn spot, I've lost track of which street I should be stopping at and which not. And as I'm going and driving, and all of a sudden car comes flying through, I missed a stop. I locked up my car. I was probably inches away from creaming this dude.
Oh.
Well, he was probably going like 40 down these streets, which are not very wide to begin
with.
You know, so, and plus it was icy earlier in the day, so that was mine. But I gotta say, Storm King, excellent barbecue.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would recommend it.
Storm King.
If you're out at Tilt Pinball,
go to Storm King.
Go get some barbecue.
And if you're tired of hot dogs there, because the hot dogs at Tilt are great, but barbecue.
I will say that drivers in Dallas, absolutely horrible. Like, mass holes have nothing on these guys, especially when they get the lightest amount of rain. It is horrible. I thought I was going to die multiple times.
Think about when it actually snows there.
Yeah. I was hearing stories about it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's talk actual hockey now, huh?
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Let's see.
We lost Jive again.
Yeah, I got to do samples and talk. This is really hard.
Yeah. This is hard.
So, it's like what, work.
See, now if you were on top of it, you would have had your "That's what she said."
That's what she said.
There you go. I have to.
I'll just cue you on to, like, you know, what buttons I want to press.
Hey, I need to make fun of you. Hit that button so I can make fun of you. Okay, I'll do that to myself. So the Wild had a week, win 2 out of 3 games. We had a back-to-back in there as well, a little road trip. First game, Wild 2-4 versus Toronto. You know, it was a mixed bag. 2 goals for Zucker, the only 2 goals for the Wild. Also, second game in a row where the Wild had a puck bounce off of a defender and into the goal. This time, the game before was Suter. This time it was Olofsson.
Olofsson looked like he banked that in. Like, I mean, it was like the perfect, like, redirection.
Right. I mean, yeah, so kind of a fluky goal.
One off the back of the boards.
One off the back of the boards, which is also a little on the fluky side because it kind of went off.
That wasn't even a stanchion, was it?
No, it was just a hard shot and hit bounced the boards, right.
Bounced off the back of his leg and...
And it's it.
End of the goal, yeah.
So that game, kind of a bummer.
They played well that game, though.
Played well. Initially, Stalock was supposed to be playing, but
he was supposed to get that cert.
But wife is having a child, which I know we've talked about this before, but I don't know how I feel about, you know, planning to have your child in the middle of the season. You've got a pretty set schedule. You paid a lot of money. You know,
I'm no one to talk about planning. So, no comment.
I won't go into that because whatever. But so Stalock was gone. So Svedberg was up as a backup. Dubnyk basically played both games back to back. On the second half, though, much better results. Wild win 3-0 over the Habs. You know, it's the... You get a hat trick for Zucker, you get a shorty, an empty netter, and an even strength goal.
Even strength.
Yep.
All in the third period.
Natural.
Yeah. Shout out for Dubnyk, 41 shots on goal. A solid performance by Dubnyk.
Yeah.
And then they followed up Saturday with another shutout, 1-0. I'm feeling like a broken record here. Goal for Zucker.
Shout out for Dubnyk.
Shout out for Dubnyk. Right. 32 shots on goal. First back-to-back shutout since last October for Dubnyk. So to top all of this off, you know, to keep on the Zucker Dubnyk train. Zucker named first star of the week in the NHL.
Sweet. The punches aren't rolling today. I mean, you just keep feeding us all this good news, man.
I mean,
when are you going to hit us in the gut?
The Wild have traded everyone from their team. It's a fire sale. No.
No, seriously. When are you going to hit me in the gut?
You want me to punch you?
That's what she said.
Oh, wait. Does that not sound what you wanted? So Zucker had 6 goals on the week, which was all of the goals of the week.
There is technically Monday, our week.
Of our broadcast week here. So not only is this is the longest streak of goals by a single player for the Wild in franchise history, it's the longest such streak in the NHL since 2004. If he scores the first goal in tomorrow's game,
then he matches
the all-time record of 7, which has happened
for the Wild.
No.
Oh.
Of all time.
Which was last done in like 1921?
First in 21 and also in 94.
94.
I think it's 94.
91, I think. Noonan. Brian Noonan, right?
Could be.
Yes.
I remember the dates.
Yeah.
Ish. Yep. Been a long time. So, you know, that being said, it was a great week for him. You know, with all that being said, I think it's safe to say Zucker is playing beyond expectations at this point.
He found his hands.
Honestly, that's a great point because he's trapping stuff along the boards really well. Yeah. His passes are pretty solid because the big thing he always had was that, things weren't working well as far as passing or, you know, just having a good shot on things. But with that, does the fact that he's still with the Wild and not in Vegas prove that Fletcher made a good choice as far as keeping him and letting Tuck and Holla go?
Yeah. I think he would have been happy either way. Obviously going home and playing for his team, but I think that was a good thing on GMCF to keep him around.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. It's not like Zucker has never been a valuable asset for the team. I mean, his speed has always been great to have around here. The improvements in like his hands and his board play, I mean, that's a definite bonus, I would say, for the Wild. But, you know, I guess for me, it's not totally unexpected. So,
how worried are you guys that all of our scoring appears to be coming from one skater right now, though?
You know, it's the same thing that it was with at the beginning of the season with Stewart. So, you know, if everybody wants to get their time in chunks, sure, why not? I mean, look at last year where nobody had more than, 3 goals at this point because everybody was getting goals. You get a goal, you get a goal, you get a goal.
Yeah, they're passing all.
So, I guess the only thing I would be worried about it is all of a sudden if they start playing Zucker harder, you know, D'ing up on him a little bit more. But again, if that happens, you've got 2 other guys on the ice because he's playing with some solid players too. So maybe.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, it is something that I guess I do worry about, that it all is coming from one spot, whether it be from Stewart, Zucker right now, who is it tomorrow, but.
And what if it's no one?
Right. And we've had it that way even this year where nobody's getting anything going towards the net. And, you know, I mean, really scoring 1 goal in a game isn't going to win you a lot of games.
No.
Luckily, Dubnyk put up
giving up 0 goals is going to win you a lot of games.
That's going to win you a lot of games. That's going to win you a lot of games. But, you know, that said, I mean, yeah, you got to have input from all ends, and I've seen other people on the team with chances. but there's a lot of, like, I'm seeing Granlund, like, you know, he's got some point, he's had a few point blank chances where he's, you know, lifting it up over the net or it's just not getting there. There's,
he knows when he does that though.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see him literally like pissed off at himself going back to the bench.
Yeah. I'm not saying, you know, he doesn't want to score the goal or anything, but yeah, there's something that's maybe just a little off with this game right now where, you know, some that we would have expected him to put in the net before,
we've seen that from him in the past, not getting though. Him to the and it, as soon as he, you know, all it's going to take for Granny is one goal to realize that he hasn't quite lost it yet to kick him back around. And I think we'll see three or four in a row from him.
And I mean, though he isn't on the scoreboard all the time, but I believe he has had helpers in Zucker's goals. Is Eric Staal. I mean, I think
he has
hit his season so far. You know, it might not show it on all the tally sheets, but
he's had a share of shorties. Yep. He's had plenty of assists. You know, playing on, whether it's with Kunin or with Zucker. I mean, he's getting his chances there.
Yeah. So, and I think, I think that we've got enough to go around here. Hopefully, we get more production than from one person, but.
Well, I mean, yeah, looking at it right now, Zucker has 9 goals on the season, 14 points, and Staal's right behind them. I mean, not so much in the goal category, but he's only 2 points behind. So, I mean, we saw Staal, you know, with Kunin, feeding Kunin earlier.
Kunin.
It's so hard not to say Kunin.
Yeah.
You know, let him start feeding Zucker as well, and.
But Kunin, wasn't there like a...
You're thinking Kunanen?
Was it Brian Kunanen? Is that what it was?
Michael Kunanen? Yeah, the killer who killed Versace or whatever.
Yeah, that one. There we go.
I think it was Michael Kunanen.
Yeah.
David Kunanen, Jonathan, I don't know, whatever. you know, lost in all of this, though, is a rather solid week by Dubnyk. As we said, 2 shutouts. He gave up 3 goals on Wednesday, but like we were saying, you know, one was off of Olofsson, one was off the boards and into the back of his skate. You know, considering that, you know, one of those wins was on the back half of a back-to-back, you know, in your opinion, has Dubnyk been unfairly criticized up to this point in the season?
Maybe. I mean, some of these scores don't reflect his play, that's for sure. I mean, that Toronto one... specifically, 2 of those goals, one was thank you, Olofsson, and one was a really weird bounce off the boards. There's been a few like that this season. Suter has scored on him.
That's fine. I don't think it's been unfair. He's had a few soft ones that he's let in, and even on something like that one that you're talking about here in Toronto where it bounces off the backboards and then it comes in a hits Dubnyk on the back of the leg. Now, if he's positioning himself well, as soon as that puck goes to the back of the, you know, behind the net right there, on that side of the rink, he should be hugging that post. And then that wouldn't have been a problem. But, you know, that said, I'm not going to take anything away from Dubnyk because he has still, you know, at times, you know, I mean, the last 2 games he's had shutouts, but... he's still kept us in a lot of games as well. But, you know, I think it actually worked out to his benefit where, what was it, the night before in Montreal that we didn't see Dubnyk come back out for the 3rd period. We saw Stalock come in. But then, you know, due to circumstances, Dubnyk still gets to start the next day in Toronto. And that probably, you know, regardless of how that opportunity was handed to him, you know, that probably actually, you know, gave him maybe a little bit more of that confidence that he needed to just, you know,
power
in there. And yeah, I mean, everybody has slumps. We're all humans and, you know, just the same. I mean, he, as much as he can stand on his head sometimes, there's going to be times when, you know, he lets in the softies, and I'm going to complain about it. But
so, do you think at this point this is him turning around his season, which has been maybe lackluster up to this point.
And I don't think he's had a horrible season so far. Maybe not up to the par that we've, you know, been used to with Dubnyk while he's been with our organization. But so I wouldn't say I'm disappointed in his play, but I definitely think that, you know, hopefully he's turning a corner for the better right now.
Thoughts?
I kind of said, you know, I think he's been playing well. I think there's just been enough fluke goals that have cheated his numbers of where they should be right now.
So. Yep. All right.
Are we ready for the wild card?
Let's move it. So, well, they're, you know, not a ton of movement for the Wild. Basically some, you know, scratches and shifting around of lines a little bit.
Mainly on the defenseman front, right?
Mainly defensively. Riley and Olsen, you know, kind of swapping out spots, moving around. Kind of notably, though, Quincy was scratched from the last two games.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, last few.
So, I don't know what that means for Quincy. I don't think that I saw something that was horribly detrimental in his play, but I think that, you know, it's probably just to get some experience in there for the other younger players.
I haven't seen a whole lot of him this season that has really just impressed me.
But he's been playing, you know, third line defense.
Well, and that's part of it, though. I just haven't seen.
You're not going to
much of him that has disappointed me either. It's right. Kind of like.
But that's the other. There. That's the other thing too, though, about a defenseman, is that, you know, if you aren't calling their name, that's probably a good thing.
You know? Right. True.
So. So, yeah, so not a lot of movements to talk about. We do have a big week of games coming up. We've got the Flyers coming into town tomorrow night.
Get the Flyers out of the way early here in the season.
We do.
Well, we've gotten Montreal out of the season already.
Yep.
Montreal's done. But the Flyers, I mean, they're currently sitting at the bottom of their division as well. But they're in the tough Metropolitan Division. So that said, I mean, their results are probably kind of similar to ours.
Right.
We were able to shut them out, obviously, on Saturday. But, you know, a bounce goes their way, and they're the ones who walk away the 1-0 winners on Saturday. So
true, yeah.
I don't think we can call that game a gimme at all or anything like that. No. And then Thursday we've got Predators coming into town.
The Perds. Yes. Is that the first time we've seen them this year?
That would be the first regular season game against them, yep. An important game, too. I mean, this is a Central Division matchup. You know, we're sitting at the bottom. We need to do something to try to climb our way up the rankings there. But the Predators, they're pretty hot right now. So,
yeah,
they've won their last four games, so...
Perds.
Question for you, though. I mean, the Wild, I mean, really, to this point, we've only had four division games. Four out of the, what are we at, 16, 17 games, something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not many divisional opponents so far. You had a couple against the Blackhawks and a couple against the Jets.
Right.
So, you know, with their struggles that they've kind of been having at the start, is this, you know, kind of a blessing to us, or is that maybe part of the reason for some of our woes? You know, we've been playing against some other divisions that are a little bit tougher.
Well, or maybe it'll end up being a good thing that we got this kind of weird time out of the way, and maybe we can play a little more consistently against divisional opponents where a win and a loss has a much, you know...
Bigger impact.
Bigger impact, yeah.
Yeah. So, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would like to see a little bit more right now, just because you get down to the wire, and those division games mean a lot more, and those teams are going to be a lot tougher to play against.
Yeah.
So I got to wonder, though, is this a home game against the Purds? It is.
Yes.
Okay. I know where this question was going.
I was wondering if they're going to be booing.
Booing Suter.
No, Cullen.
Oh.
So we'll have to pay attention when the Wild are on the road, whether or not they'll be booing Cullen.
No, it's his turn.
Is it? Oh, they're just going to boo the whole game.
Yeah.
It's like they don't know what free agency is in Nashville.
Well, right. Apparently not.
Ain't nobody free down here. Sorry.
Oh.
that was I wasn't even going there like that, but wow.
Man.
Jeez, boy. My bad there. All right. Then we've got the Capitals. We're heading back out east. I mean, why not come back here for a couple days just to head back out east, right?
Yeah. Short flight.
Mm-hmm. So the Wild
are all flights short these days? I mean,
not all.
No,
that's true.
Yeah. Wasn't there a team that played over? Who played over in Sweden? Didn't a couple teams just play over in Sweden recently?
They did.
Ottawa, weren't they one of the teams that played?
Ottawa and Colorado, maybe.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Something like that, but yeah, it's that probably wasn't a short flight.
No,
I'm gonna guess. Maybe they didn't even fly. Maybe they just took a boat.
Man.
Right. Come on now. They are just a bunch of slaves anyways, aren't they?
Jive
the hockey the, players,
jive
right?
With all the slavery jokes here. That.
Jive.
Just move on. Right. So we're going out east to take on the Capitals on Saturday. You know, the Capitals, they're always tough. We have seen a little bit better play from Dubnyk as of late, and you know, posting a couple of shutouts. You guys think that's going to be enough to tame the Ovechkin?
Ooh,
I mean, whenever he plays the Wild, all the time. Do you think you know, maybe this time around Dubnyk can
this time for real?
Yeah,
we got this.
Maybe.
I hope so.
I pray. I'm not optimistic though. Let's be honest here.
And it's Ovechkin. He always
Ovechkin on the road or the Wild on the road in Ovechkin's house. I'm not gonna hold my breath on that one.
So, and then also we do have one more game a week from today. Next Monday against the Devils, but back here, back at home.
The Devils.
Yes. And the Devils, I mean, they're on top of their division right now. I think they've only lost 4 games this year, something like that. But
talk to me in January.
We'll see then. It's small sample size so far.
Exactly,
but
exactly.
Yeah, but still they're doing pretty well. And I think our plan is that we will follow up the game next week with our podcast. So make sure that we're looking out for that.
Yeah. So some Twitter talk?
Let's get on into the Twitter talk.
All right. First question from Derek Felska at Crease and Assist. Have the Minnesota Wild turned the corner? Are they about to go on a long winning streak? Why or why not? I don't know if I would say they're about to turn a corner. I'm still concerned that they don't have enough talent that is up playing consistently. From a skating perspective, I think a Dubnyk-Stalock combination is perfectly fine in goaltending. But I don't think the forwards are playing very well. I don't think defensemen are playing. The defensemen have tightened up a little bit as well. I think that's helped out the goaltenders. Whether it's ready to rally here or not, I don't know if I'm convinced yet.
And I guess in my thoughts, I don't know, if we're quite to the point where I could say, we're going to head on a big streak here. I know Boudreau has been shuffling the lines around a little bit. Yeah. I'm liking what I'm seeing with Zucker up playing with Staal at this point now. I mean, obviously, You know, Zucker putting in a few goals this
week. I like Kunin with Stahl.
Doesn't help.
And Kunin.
And Kunin. Both of them.
Both of them.
And Kunanen?
Kunanen?
Kunanen. There we go.
And as I was corrected, Andrew Kunanen.
Andrew Kunanen. Yeah. That's what it was. Yes. But yeah, I mean, where I guess I'm looking for a little bit more is coming from Koivu and Granlund down there. I guess if we could get some production from those lines. I mean, I know a lot of the games Koivu is being tasked with, you know, being the defensive player to stop their top lines. So I understand that, but at the same time, we'd like to see, you know, them putting up a few points on the board.
I think it's going to be, this will be a good litmus test to see how they're going to handle it, especially with the Preds, the Caps, and the Devils. So,
yep. All right. Next question comes in from at EB Kelly.
These are all kind of go hand in hand with each other.
All right. EB Kelly. 3ITB, what has changed with the Minnesota Wild? While they appear to be winning, is Zucker a one-man team, or has Dubnyk gotten his groove back? Can we expect a slump later this season still?
Yes.
Good question. I mean,
we will still get a slump.
When was our slump last year, though?
It
came at the wrong time, I think.
Playoffs.
It was playoffs. Later in the season. Yeah. We kind of were in a funk going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Bad time to get into.
So maybe we want to go back to a December slump.
Well,
do we really want to do that?
No, because every time we hit that December slump, it's when we're going from like first place down to like last.
Oh, now we're already in last.
Yeah, so we can't really hit much more of a slump.
We already hit rock bottom.
maybe that's what it was. Maybe we had the beginning of the year slump. Maybe this is a continuation of that slump from the end of the last season, and now we're going to get out of it, and we'll actually be good for the next 6 months.
We've been trying to get off heroin for months now. It's got to get better sometime, right?
Aaron, anything to add to that?
Nope.
All right, and from Wild Strong, 23, three in the box, should we be concerned about recent play?
Is that a good question or a bad question?
I don't know exactly what that person means by that question. Because
are they should we be concerned about the foreplay?
Maybe.
There's obviously been too much of that going on since we've been having all these babies.
I don't think that's foreplay anymore.
Oh no,
that's some full penetration hockey.
That is. Putting the lumber in the five hole.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Wait, and no, Dubnyk has had one in the five hole too, right?
Hopefully it was just one.
But he's having a baby too, is he not?
I don't know. He's got a few kids.
I'm not on pregnancy watch of the players' wives.
Pretty sure he's up too.
All right, next question from Crease and Assist. Wild prospect Jordan Greenway sidestepped questions when asked about whether he would sign with the team after the season. Should we be worried that he may use the college loophole a la Blake Wheeler? Didn't Mike Riley do the same thing?
But he came to us.
Yes. Should we be worried? Yes. I think Greenway has proven that he's capable college player and has potential. I think beyond.
But should we be worried? I think that actually the Minnesota Wild, though we don't have like a long history of championships or anything here yet, we are. We're still the state of hockey.
We've got a system that players seem to enjoy playing in. Yep. And you're playing with a lot of good talent.
Right.
Because you don't want to go from a winning school. I always forget whether he's at BU or BC. I know he's in Boston, so I'll get him confused. Yeah. But do you want to go from a school that is a winning school to go somewhere where you're going to have to play every day, but it's a terrible team?
Right.
Most sane people would probably go, I want to go to a team that I got a chance.
Yeah.
You know, unless he wants to go to, you know, the Bruins or something like that,
yeah,
then it's going to be hard for us to play that game.
Right.
Because we're not the Bruins. We're not in his backyard at this point. Mm-hmm. So I think the Wild still have a chance. I don't think all is lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, we'll just go with that.
All right. Next question comes in from Crease and Assist. Three in the box. In your opinion, who has been the Wild's best forward and defenseman to this point in the season?
I mean, forwards, we've had a few, and it's been, you know, it's been Stewart for a minute. It's now with Zucker currently. You got Staal, who's basically kind of been there at almost all of that whole time.
That would be my opinion, would be Staal as far as a forward.
Mm, yeah.
I think he's
been the most consistent.
The most consistent throughout the beginning of this year, you know.
It's hard to argue against that, actually. Right. I would kind of agree with that.
Yeah, it's been just par for the course and not really a streakiness.
No.
So, defenseman?
Defenseman. Yeah, I got to go with Suter, you know.
Even though he scored on Dubnyk?
Even though he scored on Dubnyk, you know, there's one thing you can say is there has been no time that I can remember this season where I'm like, what are you doing, Suter? You're ruining things.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been able to say that about every other defenseman, including, like, a solid guy like Spurgeon.
Spurgeon, yeah.
You know, Brodin's been relatively solid as well.
But he's had his moments.
He's had his moments. Suter's had a few moments, but it's been...
he's on the power play with a limp wrist shot from the blue line where it's not really even an intended shot if a player were in line to deflect it.
Right.
But
Dumba's not making your list?
Dumba's not been a... He's been way too up and down.
A lot of downs.
So he's not making your list.
No.
The naughty list.
Right.
Hey, it is not Christmas time yet.
Not yet.
If you drive down the street here, you'll see several cars or several houses that have Christmas lights on them already. And I'm like, it is not even Thanksgiving yet. This is way too early.
But you got to get them up early, you know, before.
That's what she said.
Because it's a lot easier getting the lights up before the snow flies. I'll just say that. Well, yeah. For me defensively, I would have to, you know, agree with that too. Suter, he's been the, you know, like he has in years past too. I mean, he's a rock back there. As much as you like to make fun of him for gliding around and this and that, we don't catch him out of position.
Well, and like you were saying, if you're a defenseman and they're talking a lot about you, it's usually because of bad things. And
right.
I still like him on the power play just because 95% of the time he can keep that puck in the zone.
Yeah.
He might not be scoring, but he's keeping the play active and he's keeping the play alive.
Yeah. I love playing patty cake.
Even if that play is just passing the puck around
patty cake around the edges.
Well, and actually I had a good discussion with Felska on Twitter regarding his play and the fact that to your point, holding the blue line and stuff like that, the Wild don't give up very many shorthanded goals. You know, since Suter's been here, I think they're fourth fewest shorthanded goals against.
Nice.
So, and I think, you know, considering he's half the time on that,
right,
on the ice during the power plays, I think that says a lot about what he does and brings to the table.
All right. More from Crease and Assist. Power play as of late, using leftover food to describe it, what food would you say the Wild power play is like?
What leftover food is the Wild power play like?
Power plate.
Something moldy?
Moldy meatloaf.
Moldy meatloaf.
Ooh.
Ooh, I made meatloaf the other day. It was good, though. There's none left.
So there's no
made leftovers. It was my mom's birthday, so.
I would equate it to, like, three-day-old Domino's in the fridge where it's just
you put that stuff in the microwave and it's just like new.
I'd agree.
So can we just nuke these guys to get them re-energized?
Well, But actually, our power play is more like our penalty kill, because that's when we've been scoring most of our goals. So maybe we're just...
Special teams is still scoring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just be...
the other one.
Right.
Maybe we should just be, you know, like a short stack or something, you know? Short stack of pancakes.
Oh, I know what...
Pancakes left over aren't very good,
though. I was going to say French fries.
Ooh, those are bad.
No, you can always fry those back up in the pan if they're like the correct... French fry. That's make like a hash.
You might as well go get a new batch then.
That's way too much work.
Yes, it is.
Not if you're looking for just something for breakfast.
Who's refrying French fries for breakfast?
That's my question.
Dude, you make hash with it. It's like potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then I get the hash browns.
Yeah. Come on, man.
You guys are nuts.
Because we're not eating refried fries.
Yeah, actually,
most of us have jobs in the morning we have to get to. We don't have time to refry French fries.
That's the weekends for it. You do realize that
the weekend is for refrying French fries.
Yes.
And I've been doing it all wrong all this time.
You do realize that, like Bulldog, for example. You're eating refried French fries.
Oh, yeah. They warm them up, and then they dip them back down.
Yes.
But they're not like...
So that's okay, not, but refrying them yourself is wrong?
But they're not sitting, like, overnight in the fridge where they get all cold and stuff in
they're
the
sitting
middle.
In the fridge in cold water overnight.
That's different, though. That's decidedly different.
That's before they've been fried.
And that's, no, that's after they've been fried.
That's not a third fry or a fourth fry.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. Terrible question, Felska, I gotta say.
You broke us.
Today in your leftovers news.
Kenny is found in the lake.
Not yet.
That's the end of the
story. Not yet.
Some dispute over French fries. Next question for Felska. Both Zucker and Stalock have had babies recently. Both players have been playing well. Dubnyk got a start, expected to be Stalock's, and played well. Have babies saved our season?
Not yet.
Oh, this is what it was. This was me. it was from reading. He had me thinking Dubnyk was having a baby. That's where that was coming into my head from. There's too many babies going on.
Maybe Parisi needs a baby that'll heal his back.
Oh.
Ooh. Well,
kids
think
aren't good for your back.
I think if Parisi had a baby, his back would be the last of my worries at that point.
This is true. I gotta say that. That is very true. All right, next question.
Next question comes in from JBushy19. Once Coyle comes back, who do you send down to Iowa? Conan, Erickson Ek, somebody else.
I'm gonna say Ek. That's what I'm gonna say.
I think I'm gonna agree with Aaron. I think it's gonna be Ek.
Ek. Ek. Yes. Probably. Yeah. I mean, because it's tough. Like, you're not gonna send. You're not going to send somebody like a Winnick away. I haven't been totally impressed with his play so far this season. But actually, I should take that back. I liked his last game or two. So, hopefully we get some better playback. But, yeah, I guess it's going to have to be one of those two younger guys. Or, you know, maybe Fletcher's going to make a move. Later on down the road.
Well, we got to wait for Coyle to get back first.
Yeah.
So, from Tim Nato, how come there is so much nudity in my #MNWild column in TweetDeck these days?
That is a great question, but
I thought Tim Nato was the one that turned him on to the #MNWild.
Oh. Was he posting some salacious material there?
Well, I thought he was the one that drew him in.
Oh.
Maybe not. No, but yes, the feed has been overrun. That was a joke about Tim Nato.
But, Yeah, I think it goes in spurts.
That's what she said.
There's been times, and Aaron, I think you've had the same thing too on Instagram, where it'll be like just days and days in a row of, hey, you got a new follower. You got a new follower. You got
I don't
a new follower.
Usually get a lot of that on Twitter, though.
That's a new one. And especially with the MN Wild hashtag. That right. is, maybe they found something new.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's just a trending thing. So for some reason, MN Wild is trending. And
no, it's probably Russia.
Russia.
Yep.
Hashtag fake news. Right. Next question from MN Frosty Boy, friend of the show, Chris Frost. Do you think anyone actually sat down and whispered in Coyle's ear to tell him, drive to that Charlie while he's rehabbing? Hashtag use the force.
I'm thinking probably not. I could see his, like, he's probably in, you know, physical therapy or something at this point now, you know, making sure that his, you know, muscles stay okay there with his broken leg. But, you know, maybe his, like, physical therapist is like, drive to the net, Charlie.
Drive to the net, Charlie. Yeah.
Charlie.
Charlie.
Kick his ass, Charlie.
All right. Next question comes in from Minnesota Frosty Boy as well here. Three in the box. Has there ever been a coup in a team in the NHL? Can we, the people, overthrow GMCF? Or maybe get rid of Suter and Parisi?
Well, really, the Wild had a coup with Yo. I mean, didn't Parisi and Suter basically oust Yo? Essentially?
That was kind of the players doing
didn't
it.
Didn't the Russians essentially oust Boudreaux from Washington?
Yeah.
It was probably it.
It was? No.
But the thing is,
it was the Russians.
You can oust the figurehead, but you don't ever oust the real power.
The dictator.
And no, I'm not talking the dictator. I'm talking about the shadow, the puppeteers.
The first ladies.
Yeah. Yep. So I think that's...
You all think a woman has never been president, but all they have.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Tell me more, Jive.
Hey. Oh, wait.
So, yeah.
We got to move on.
We're not getting rid of Fletcher.
No.
Not unless he kills someone.
Also from MN Frosty Boy, three in the box. Each of you, your favorite non-Minnesota Wild teams and why?
I'm going to go the Devils just because.
The Devils.
Or the Calgary Flames because I always like the Flaming Sea logo.
Come back to me, Jive.
Well, years ago, I would have told you that my favorite team was the Avalanche.
During the space where there's no Minnesota professional.
Correct.
NHL team.
Yes.
Right.
It's, since Minnesota has gotten a team, I quite enjoy my Minnesota Wild. And I can't say that I have a favorite from any other area except for maybe possibly Toronto is, like, I don't know. I think they deserve some hockey up there, up north and stuff. And out of all the Canadian teams, I think I like Toronto the best.
I think I can agree with you on Toronto. It's kind of like rooting for the Cubs. They haven't won in, like, so long that you just kind of want to see them do good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think the other... I could maybe go with Philly. Only because it's the other team in Pennsylvania that I hate the other one.
Who is that team?
That would be Pittsburgh.
Who plays on that team?
A few guys. One in particular.
One in particular.
All right. Aaron.
All right. Last question. Or no, it's not. Six from Frosty Boy. MN Frosty Boy. 6 weeks in the season. Who on the MN Wild do you raise your glass to, and who do you pour one out for?
We kind of talked about this. I think
who we would raise it to.
Stahl.
Two.
Who do we pour one out for, though?
Dumba right now.
Dumba.
One for my homies.
Yeah. Parisi. He's basically
he hasn't even gotten to play.
He's basically dead to this team right now.
Pretty much. I mean, non-factor.
Yeah. Maybe Parisi.
Yeah. And maybe by the time he's ready to come back, they're going to be like,
who are you?
We don't need you.
And actually, I'd raise my glass right now to Zucker because.
Hell yeah.
Currently.
Yeah.
This week.
Hey, I'm going to have many beers throughout
the week. But actually, you know, so yes, Zucker came through on the scoreboard this week, but Zucker's game has been pretty solid as well. Right up there with Stahl. And I think that we're actually seeing, like, with Zucker having moved away from the Granlin and Koivu line there, that they're struggling a little bit. But I think Ennis, I saw him on their line the other game, and I think he's definitely coming in there and making some stuff.
Okay.
Next question.
Yep.
Next question. Three in the box. Oh, this one is from Frosty Boy as well. Just so you know. Three in the box. Kevin Gore blocked me on Twitter. Not sure why. Well, I got a couple ideas, but I won't say. Who's the most interesting person who has blocked you? Hashtag celebrity blockage.
Can you look to see who's blocked us?
I don't know. I don't know who's blocked us, actually.
I don't think I've encountered anybody that I've tried tweeting at.
We are lovable.
I feel like it's only a matter of time. I know
we've blocked a few people.
I feel like it's only a matter of time before Greenlay blocks us.
Yeah.
Because you can't say anything to that man without him. He's got probably the thinnest skin on Twitter, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But actually, surprisingly, we keep it. I don't think we really say anything too bad directly to people.
No, that Minnesota Nice.
Maybe a few fans of other teams. Then we have that issue with that reporter in Colorado.
But he didn't Dater. Block us. He challenged us. Yeah. Not Dater. It was like some dude at the TV station. I can't remember. Wow. With Altitude Sports. I can't even remember his name.
Yeah, because, I mean, he never blocked us. We just had...
No.
He
just wanted to fight us, I think. In a fist fight or something. I don't know.
All right. From Crease and Assist, will you guys put up another Minnesota Wild drinking game? With two suggestions for our next game versus Philly. Dubnyk's shutout streak in minutes and Zucker's consecutive goals. Hashtag 3ITB, hashtag Buka time. Buka I think time. You just kind of wrote our... I think you just... Felska, I think you just made the drinking game.
So you got to take a shot every period that it continues?
We already do that.
Right, but...
Well, I think we really need to ask this question at the end of Movember when we have properly updated... beard and stash pictures of the FS North team.
Yes.
Because I don't know if anyone's noticed. I know Kenny and I have noticed that there's been a lack of handcuffing.
There has been.
So that's.
But last time LaPanta, the last time that I heard LaPanta say handcuffed, the Wild scored.
Just saying.
Because the other team was handcuffed?
I don't remember who was handcuffed. I think LaPanta... Well, I think there was a few games in there LaPanta was handcuffed from saying anything because Walls wouldn't shut up.
So he was handcuffed himself.
All right.
All right.
We got to really move on.
All right, last question from Uncanny Megan, friend of the show. Apple cider or pumpkin spice?
Cider.
Nice fall question.
I'm an apple cider guy.
Apple cider.
Apple cider all the way.
Yeah.
Sounds like we got...
We got a quorum.
We got three insider.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
That's what she said.
With that, that's our Twitter talk, I think. I think that's stick a fork in it. With that, Kenny, where can people find what you're up to? try to top that.
I will. Instagram and Twitter at Nostrakenius. Right now, I would suggest checking out the Instagram stuff because I've had some longer posts that haven't quite translated over to Twitter in the 280 characters yet. So do both.
Cool. Jive.
Yeah, you can follow me. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Jive Midnight.
As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at Angry Finn. On Instagram, I'm at The Angry Finn, not to be confusing at all. Thanks everyone for listening. You follow us on Twitter at 3inthebox. If you got questions for us, send us those tweets, hashtag 3ITB. We'll probably read them. We read through everything. They're fun time. You can download our podcast on our website, 3inthebox.com, through your favorite podcast player. If you're on, Apple Podcasts or whatever? Yeah. iTunes. Or
I've heard bad reviews about that, though, now.
iPodcast.
All the Apple people are in an uproar over it.
Well, I don't care if you hate it or love it. Just give us a good rating on it. Rate us so other people can find us if you enjoy what we're doing. Google Play Music, you can go into the podcast there and rate us there.
Get out to our YouTube channel. You can subscribe to us there.
Yeah,
YouTube. Never miss a moment.
Facebook. Yeah. Subscribe to, follow us, like us on Facebook, go to YouTube and
show us some love.
Show us the love.
Find us and love us.
We crave attention and love. I think that's really what we're trying to say. so that's it for this week's episode. Have a good night.